open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn and my husband Pastor Larry and I thank you for joining us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus and we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the listeners of the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. We thank you for the opportunity to stand together in prayer, to come boldly before the throne room. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the revelation and the power of knowing the one true living God. We just bless you and magnify you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to pour out during this radio broadcast. We ask you to pour out through the state of Florida and throughout this nation during this key season in our nation, O God, in our lives, in our personal lives, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. We align ourselves this morning saying, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, let your perfect will be done in every place, in every heart, in every life, in Jesus' mighty name. Reading out of Esther chapter 7, the Message translation. So the king and Haman went to dinner with Queen Esther. At this second dinner, while they were drinking wine, the king again asked, Queen Esther, what would you like? Half of my kingdom? Just ask and it's yours. Queen Esther answered, if I have found favor in your eyes, O king, and if it please the king, give me my life and give me my people their lives. We've been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, sold to be massacred, eliminated. If we had just been sold off into slavery, I wouldn't even have brought it up. Our troubles wouldn't have been worth bothering the king over. King Xerxes exploded. Who? Where is he? This is monstrous. An enemy, an adversary, this evil Haman, said Esther. Haman was terror-stricken before the king and queen. The king, raging, left his wine and stalked out into the palace garden. Haman stood there pleading with Queen Esther for his life. He could see that the king was finished with him and that he was doomed. As the king came back from the palace garden into the banquet hall, Haman was groveling at the couch on which Esther reclined. The king roared out, "Will he even molest the queen while I'm just around the corner?" When that word left the king's mouth, all the blood drained from Haman's face. Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, spoke up. Look over there. There's the gallows that Haman had built for Mordecai, who saved the king's life. It's right next to Haman's house, 75 feet high. The king said, hang him on it. So Haman was hanged on the very gallows that he had built for Mordecai, and the king's hot anger cooled. Then Esther again spoke to the king, falling at his feet, begging with tears to counter the evil of Haman the Agagite and revoke the plan that he had plotted against the Jews. The king extended his golden scepter to Esther. She got to her feet and stood before the king. She said, if it please the king, and he regards me with favor and thinks this is right, and if he has any affection for me at all, let an order be written that cancels the bulletins authorizing the plan of Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, to annihilate the Jews in all the king's provinces. How can I stand to see the catastrophe wipe out my people? How can I bear to stand by and watch the massacre of my own relatives? King Xerxes said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, I've given Haman's estate to Esther, and he's been hanged on the gallows because he attacked the Jews. So go ahead now and write whatever you decide on behalf of the Jews. Then seal it with the signet ring. An order written in the king's name and sealed with his signet ring is irrevocable. So the king's secretaries were brought in on the 23rd day of the third month, the month of Sivan, and the order regarding the Jews was written word for word as Mordecai dictated and was addressed to the satraps, governors, and officials of the provinces from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces in all, to each province in its own script, and each people in their own language, including the Jews in their script and language. He wrote under the name of King Xerxes and sealed the order with the royal signet ring. He sent out the bulletins by couriers on horseback, riding the fastest royal steeds bred from the royal stud. The king's order authorized the Jews in every city to arm and defend themselves to the death, killing anyone who threatened them or their women and children, and confiscating for themselves anything owned by their enemies. The day for this in all King Xerxes' provinces was the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar. The order was posted in public places in each province so everyone could read it, authorizing the Jews to be prepared on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. The couriers fired up the king's order, raced off on their royal horses. At the same time, the order was posted in the palace complex of Susa. Mordecai walked out of the king's presence wearing a royal robe of violet and white, a huge gold crown, and a purple cape of fine linen. The city of Susa exploded with joy. For Jews, it was all sunshine and laughter. They celebrated. They were honored. It was that way all over the country, in every province, every city, when the king's bulletin was posted. The Jews took to the streets in celebration, cheering and feasting. Not only that, but many non-Jews became Jews. And now it was dangerous not to be a Jew. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you to bless it, Lord God, that it will accomplish all it's been sent out to do this morning. And Lord, we just thank you for the lessons that you have shown us and revealed to us with regard to the role that we play in your kingdom being called for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you that we understand according to your word that one person can make a difference. We thank you, God, that the plans and purposes of God have been put inside your people, Lord God. And I pray that every listener to the Our Wireless Connection radio audience will fulfill their destiny in you in Jesus' mighty name. Will recognize that they have been called for such a time as this, that they will understand the heavenly instructions and this key season, Lord God, that you have downloaded to us and made clear to us that this is a pivotal and key season, October, November, and December of 2018, and that we won't miss our moment. We won't miss the sound of your voice. We won't miss any instruction, Lord God. We understand that you are the God of the divine supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, though things may be looking one way, your plan shall be established as we stand and align ourselves with your perfect will to come to pass. Use us during this season, Lord God. Shower us, Lord, down with your presence, your instruction, Lord. Make it clear to the people of God what it is that you would have them to do during this key season. And this morning, Lord God, we come before you. We're lifting up prayers, Lord God, for the saints, prayers for the church, the state of Florida and America, Lord God. We're lifting up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God. We are praying, God, to you this morning that there would be a great awakening throughout this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. Have your way in our personal lives, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the state of Florida, the nation, in the name of Jesus. And we come to you, Heavenly Father, reading prayers and giving up prayers and supplications coming out of the book Prayers That Rout Demons from Apostle John Eckhart. Reading from page 104. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, for the leaders of our nation to come to the light according to Isaiah 60, verse 3. Lord, that includes every governor, that includes every senator, every person in the House of Representatives, in the White House, Lord God, that the leaders throughout this nation, whether it be political, educational, whatever governmental system they're in, even the leaders throughout the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, may we all come to the light according to Isaiah 60 verse 3, according to your perfect plan for our lives, Lord God, as we call out to you, Lord God, to take us deeper and further in you, to shower down your presence and your light upon this nation in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, use your people during this key season, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. We speak to America to awaken in the name of Jesus. We speak to the state of Florida to awaken in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we make supplication, we make prayer intercession, giving thanks for all the people of this nation and for the leaders of this nation, that we might live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty, according to 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let our leaders be just. Let them rule by the fear of the Lord, according to 2 Samuel 23, verse 3. And Heavenly Father, we stand in agreement this morning, Lord God, that a divine supernatural blockade would be put into the realm of the Spirit, Lord God, to block any person running for office, Lord God, running for leadership, Lord God, that would attempt to come through and rule in any other way, according to 2 Samuel 23, verse 3. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we call forth just leaders, Lord God, that rule by the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the governmental place, the educational places, Lord God, the political places, Lord God, the church place, Lord God, every place throughout this nation, God, in the name of Jesus, let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Let our judges be just. Let them rule by the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your people awaken throughout this nation, a great awakening upon this nation, God, in Jesus' mighty name, according to Psalm 72, verse 11. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve him. Him, the one true living God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, the God of the Bible, the God from Genesis to Revelation, Lord God. We call out, Father God, the state of Florida, the United States of America, the leadership, God, that they shall fall down before the Lord and serve the one true living God. And Lord God, let the poor and the needy people of this nation be delivered now in Jesus' mighty name. Let their needs, Lord God, come before the leadership, the godly leadership, God, that you put in place in Jesus' mighty name. Let there be a transformation, Lord God, throughout this nation in the name of Jesus during key season in Jesus' name. Let the Lord's dominion be established in this nation in the name of Jesus, and let his enemies lick the dust, according to Psalm 72, 8 through 9, in the name of Jesus. And we declare it over this nation that the Lord's dominion shall be established throughout the state of Florida and America in Jesus' mighty name. Let the Lord rule over America. Let America be glad and rejoice, according to Psalm 97, verse 1, in the name of Jesus. Let America sing a new song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day, according to Psalm 96, verse 1 and 3, in the name of Jesus. Let the people of America tremble at the presence of the Lord, according to Psalm 99, verse 1, in Jesus' mighty name. Let America make a joyful noise to the Lord, O God. Let the people serve him with gladness in Jesus' mighty name, according to Psalm 110, verses 1 through 2, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the leaders throughout this nation, let the leaders in the church praise you, Lord God. Let them hear the words of your mouth, according to Psalm 138, verse 4, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for leadership throughout this nation that does not know you, O Lord God, for divine supernatural connections with the people of God, that you would send the people, Lord God, to those leaders, that they would come to know you, that they would hear the words of your mouth, Lord God, that even now you prepare their ears to receive from those that you are sending. Divine supernatural connections being established between the people of God and those, Lord God, in leadership that do not know you, in the name of Jesus. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. In the powerful name of Jesus, we agree that we shall have godly leadership throughout the nation in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let the wicked be rooted out of our land. According to Proverbs 2, verse 22, in the name of Jesus, we root it out right now. We stand in agreement, it shall be rooted out. The wicked shall be rooted out of America. The wicked shall be rooted out of the state of Florida. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, for a great awakening, a showering down of your mercy and your grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let all the people of the state of Florida and America turn to the Lord and worship him, according to Psalm 22, verse 27, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that America is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, according to Psalm 24, verse 1, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that our wireless connection radio audience stands in agreement. The state of Florida is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, in Jesus' name. And Lord, let your kingdom come and let your perfect will be done in the state of Florida. In the name of Jesus, we stand and agree. We stand and agree, Lord God. We stand boldly before your throne room that your perfect will be done in the state of Florida, throughout America, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against it shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name, as the people of God stand in agreement. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, even send divine supernatural intervention, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God, in charge over the state of Florida and this nation, Lord God, to propel into motion every plan of God during this key season, October, November, and December of the year 2018. And Lord God, there your people do not miss it, Lord, and they do not miss the key sound of your voice, the keys that you're putting into their hands, the key revelation, Lord God, the key to the vision, Lord God, that it shall be downloaded and they shall receive it with clarity in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord God, according to Psalm 97, verse 7, your word declares, let the idolaters be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Lord God, you are the God above all gods, and we worship you and magnify your name this morning, lifting it up on this radio broadcast. Have your way. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth, according to Psalm 117. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We magnify you. We worship you. Oh God, we thank you, Father, for divine supernatural intervention. Save America, Lord, and send prosperity according to Psalm 118, verse 25. In the name of Jesus, save the state of Florida, Lord, and send prosperity. Give us increase, oh God, like only you can do, in the name of Jesus. And according to Psalm 118, verses 25, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Daniel 7:14. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom according to Revelation 21:24. And we thank you that we serve the King. We serve the King with the royal scepter and the signet ring according to the book of Esther. Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that there is a divine supernatural turnaround that only you can do, Lord God, and you work through your people just like you worked through Esther, Lord God. And at one moment, it was dangerous. The entire nation, the Jewish people, were to be wiped out, and completely destroyed. And it went from being a completely dangerous and looking like an insurmountable situation that could never turn around to, according to the way you used Esther, that at first it was dangerous to be a Jew, and then it became dangerous not to be a Jew. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. For that same divine supernatural turnaround and divine supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this nation, a great awakening, Lord God, that kind of divine turnaround and that power to hit this nation in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that it will come during this key season, October, November, and December of 2018, that you would shower down your presence in the name of Jesus. We use this radio broadcast to speak into the airwaves in the name of Jesus, that America shall be saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lamb of God, we bless you, we praise you, and we magnify your name this morning, Lord God. We pray that this nation shall be converted, shall come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord God. We pray, God, for healing to come to this nation, Lord God, healing that in so many areas, Lord God. But according to Revelation 22, verse 2, it says that there is a healing by the leaves from the tree of life. And so we pray, God, send life to this nation. We speak life to this nation. We speak reconciliation where reconciliation should come according to the perfect will of God. We speak restoration where restoration shall come according to the perfect will of God. We speak, Lord God, that there is a divine supernatural turnaround just as there was in Esther's day shall come upon this nation in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement, Lord God, that this nation shall see the glory of God according to Isaiah 35 verse 2 in the name of Jesus. Let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity according to Isaiah 29 verse 18. And so we thank you, Lord God, that deafness is coming to an end. Blindness is coming to an end. And Lord God, great awakening. Your power being sent, Lord God. A great manifestation of your power upon this nation in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, and we pray, Jesus, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will rule over this nation in righteousness and judgment according to Isaiah 32:1. From sea to shining sea, Lord God, from coast to coast, Lord God, from the northernmost border to the southernmost border, we say, let your kingdom come and your will be done. Rule over this nation in righteousness and in judgment according to Isaiah 32 verse 1. We pray, God, that this nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more according to Isaiah 2 verses 1 through 4 in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, this nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest according to Isaiah 11 verse 1 in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, we pray that every parched place in this nation will become a pool and every thirsty part springs of water. Holy Spirit, spring forth throughout this nation, we pray, and have your way. We pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed throughout this nation, that all its inhabitants shall see it according to Isaiah 40 verse 5 in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment into this nation. According to Isaiah 42:1, we ask you, Lord God, to do a new thing. Do a new thing in the state of Florida. Do a new thing, Lord God, throughout October, November, and December of 2018 in the name of Jesus and beyond. Lord God, we ask you that new thing by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert according to Isaiah 43:19 through 20 in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a new thing springing forth throughout, Lord God, the body of Christ, Lord God, those things that you're doing through fivefold, Lord God. We thank you the new things shall arise, shall come forth, shall be birthed, shall manifest in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let the peace and the shalom come onto this nation like a river in the name of Jesus. Let the river of God flow throughout this nation, oh God, according to Isaiah 66 verse 12 in Jesus' name. Let this nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus according to Isaiah 52:12. And Lord God, the state of Florida, we lift up to you right now. Lord God, oh Holy Spirit, have your way throughout the state of Florida. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that the plan of God shall be established for the state of Florida, and every plan of the enemy canceled out in Jesus' mighty name. Every plan of the enemy blocked in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the state of Florida. Lord God, let there be a divine supernatural multiplication of your power and manifestation through these airwaves this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the children throughout this nation be taught of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, God, that this nation will seek and find the Lord according to Isaiah 65 verse 1. We bless you and magnify you. Lord God, we know that you're a God that answers prayer. We know that you have told us to come boldly to your throne room. And so boldly we ask you today, Father God, that your perfect will shall be done throughout this key season, Lord God. And there shall not be one iota, not one minimal diversion from your perfect will being established throughout this key season in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that the people of this nation would worship the Lord according to Isaiah 66:23 in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, God. Houses, building houses according to Isaiah 65:21, inhabiting those houses, planting the vineyards, eating the fruit thereof according to Isaiah 65:21. Lord God, we thank you. We know prosperity comes from you. True prosperity comes from you. And so shower down your presence, your revelation, Lord God. Let your people build the houses and inhabit in them. Let your people plant the vineyards and eat the fruit thereof, according to Isaiah 65:21, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your people long enjoy the work of their hands, according to Isaiah 65:22, and let the enemies in the land be reconciled in the name of Jesus. Let this nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, according to Habakkuk 2:14, in Jesus' mighty name. Show us your glory, God. Show us your glory. Shower down your presence, oh God, your goodness, Lord God, your presence, your power, manifest throughout this nation in Jesus' mighty name. Manifest in every life, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, let this nation be saved and walk in the light according to Revelation 21:24. Oh God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Lord God, let your way be known unto us, your saving health to our nation according to Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement, God, crying out to you this morning, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, Lord God, that your way be known upon us, your saving health in our nation. Let every covenant with death and hell be broken throughout this nation, according to Isaiah 28:18. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Lord over our personal lives. Jesus is Lord in the state of Florida and throughout America. Let every covenant with death and hell be broken now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that this nation shall look to the Lord and be saved according to Isaiah 45:22 in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, make bare your holy arm. Let our nation see the salvation of the Lord according to Isaiah 52:10 in Jesus' name. Let every veil spread over our nation be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name and according to Isaiah 25:7. Lord God, wherever we're veiled personally, veiled as a people, veiled as the church, veiled as a nation, Lord God, unable to see clearly, Lord God, let that veil be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Blindness, that veil of blindness, unable to see spiritually clearly, broken, destroyed, the veil lifted now in Jesus' mighty name. We see clearly, we hear clearly. Excuse me, in Jesus' name, that our nation is the inheritance of the Lord. Let him possess it according to Psalm 2, 7 through 8 in Jesus' mighty name. The kingdom is the Lord's and he is the governor of our nation according to Psalm 22, 28. Let the people who walk in darkness in this nation see the light and let your light shine upon those in the shadow of darkness according to Isaiah 9:2 in Jesus' mighty name. And so we thank you, God, that every veil is lifted. Every veil of darkness is lifted. That your light is shining into every shadow of darkness in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord God. And according to Isaiah 9:7, let his government and peace, shalom, continually increase throughout this nation in the name of Jesus. Let his justice and judgment increase throughout this nation. And let those in this nation who were not your people be called the children of the one true living God, according to Romans 9, verses 25 through 26. Let righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost increase throughout this nation. Well, saints, the time has gone so quickly. I thank you so much for joining me today and agreeing with me in prayer. Let's just keep praying and asking God to let his perfect will be done throughout this key season in Jesus' name. Bless week.